Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
tune into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion, and your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. I want to just take this opportunity, as I do every time that I come across these airways and skyways, and that is to thank those of you that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program. And for doing so, we thank you and may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. We want to just thank you for allowing us into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial or your podcast dial. And so I want to thank you just for tuning in tonight. Those that were able to tune in at a short notice, may God bless you. And I have already designated the chat room for your sitting and your listening pleasure. You can bring your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Bring your latte, your OJ, hallelujah, whatever you deem necessary. And just to come on in and allow me to minister to you what God has placed on my heart. Hallelujah. And so I want to send out condolences as well to each and every one that has lost a loved one in the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, even seconds ago. And we want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement, but there are prayer warriors that's praying around the nation for you and with you, that God will restore your joy and return restoration unto your heart and soul. So we just want you to be encouraged on this morning. Hallelujah. And may God bless you, you, and you. I want to welcome all of my guests, my friends, my colleagues, my kinship family, Kingdom Fellowship Assembly, and all of you that are under the sound of my vocal cord. May God bless you. And I just thank you once again for tuning in. And your program is the Old Ship of Zion. And your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. If you have any prayer petitions, if you have any testamentary of miracles that you would like to share with the world, I will prompt you when to come in. You can call in. We have a designated number that's on the bulletin, and I will give that number out. And that number is 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74. And just so you would know that all our calls are being monitored. All right, so I will be with you 1 hour and a half. And right now, we're going to go into our opening prayer. So I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity, God, once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination, but we know that you have a mansion already in reserve, God, for those that are living according to your will and according to your way and according to your command. Lord, you said that you go away to prepare a place, and when you return, that's after the church, which is the bridegroom, that you would receive us unto yourself. But until that day is upon us, God, we will continue moving up and onward, moving in your will and in your way, mounting up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims traveling through this barren land. And I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom and words of encouragement to each and every one, God, that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise and we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we asked in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the temple of God and his people say amen and amen. All right. So now, without any further ado, we're going to take you on into a live program that's already in progression. And so I sermon on this morning entitled, What We Talk About. I want to say that one more time. The sermon on this morning entitled, What We Talk About. And we're talking about gossiping. We're talking about our speech. We're talking about the tongue. We're talking about hurtful words, how we can tame our tongue, and expressions of the words in which we use toward people. And some of them can be deadly. Some of them can be harsh, hurtful, evil. But we know that with God, with his help, we can cease from those things of causing pain to others. We can pray and ask God to help us in these endeavors. Hallelujah. So we're going to read our first key scripture, and it reads this. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 19 and 14. All right, we're going to read our second key scripture, and it reads this. It says, where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no tail barrier, strife ceases. And that scripture reading is coming from the law of Proverbs 26 and 20. All right, we're going to read our third key scripture, and it reads this. Jesus said to him, if I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? Follow me. You follow me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 21 and 22. Hallelujah. And so we're talking, like I first stated, we're talking about what we talk about during our day-to-day lives, our day-to-day routines. And the Bible says, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth those who fear him. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 103 and 13. You know, there were several mothers of small children that were sharing, encouraging answers to prayer. And one mother admitted that she felt selfish, she said, when she troubled God with her personal needs. You know, sometimes we can feel like we are putting a burden on God, or we inconveniencing God when we asked him, for him to work something out in our lives. But, you know, we're never a bother to God. Don't ever feel like you're a bother, because you're never a bother. God is never too busy to answer your prayer, your hurts, your ills, and your wills. Hallelujah. But anyway, so like I said, this mother felt selfish by troubling God with her personal needs. And so she said, compared with the huge global need that she said God faces, she said that her circumstances must seem trivial to him. But moments later, her little son pinched his finger in a door. Then he ran screaming back to his mother, and she didn't say, "How selfish of you to bother me, son, with your throbbing fingers. I'm busy." But the mother showed her son compassion and tenderness. And we go into the law of Psalms 103:13. It reminds you and I that this is the response of love, both human and divine. And in Isaiah 49, God said that even though a mother may forget to have compassion on a child, that the Lord never forgets his children. So we know that God assures you and I and us, his people. He said that, "I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." That's verse 16. So we know that such intimacy with God belongs to those who fear him and who rely on him rather than on themselves. And as that child with a throbbing finger, he ran freely to his mother. So may you and I and us run to God with our daily problems. We know that our compassionate God doesn't neglect others to respond to yours and mine's concerns. He has limited time, love for each and every one of his children. No need is too trivial for him. No heart is too small. No world is too wide to feel the master's touch. So you can pray, "Dear Lord of all, we give thee thanks, for thou hast seen and sent so much." God bears the world and the weight on his shoulder. And he holds his children, that's you and I and us, in the palms of his gigantic hands. So you don't have to worry about being a problematic child, because God loves you on today. And he cares about you and I and us. He loves you to the point of death. That is the length that God went to prove his love for you and I and us. And we know that the Bible says that where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no tail burial, strife cease. So you know, when a fire finished burning through the material it feeds on, then it goes out. Well, similar when we gossip, we know that gossip reaches the ear of someone who will not repeat it, then it dies. But like other sin, it is like tasty trifle. In the law of Psalms 26 and 22 said that we like to hear and to share it with others because it tastes good. And it said that gossip is rooted in our needs to feel good about ourselves. As we bring others down, we gain the illusion that we are moving upward. But that's why spreading gospel is so difficult to resist. It takes prayer and it takes God's grace to bring you and I and us to the point where we refuse to pass it on or even hear it, even understand, hallelujah, the guise of personal concerns or requests to pray for a sinner's friend that's in trouble. You and I and us, we must ask God for the wisdom to know when to speak and what to speak, and when to simply keep our mouths shut. For in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Proverbs 10 and 19. It is often wise to be quiet and speak few words, but if we must speak, let's talk of those things that encourage and move others closer to God, not those things that will discourage and hurt them. We know that the tongue of the wise promotes health. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Proverbs 12 and 18. The tongue can spread suspicion and reputation steals, but when the Lord controls yours and mine and our tongue, its words will smooth and it will heal. We know that a tongue, it can either hurt or it can help. It can either heal or it can destroy. But you can destroy, hallelujah, those harmful words of gossip by ignoring them. Tell them, said, I don't want to hear what you're saying. Let's talk about something else. Because we have enough hurt in the world, it's time for us to love each other as God has loved you and I and us. As God has laid out and implemented in his word, he said, love your neighbor as yourself. He's not talking about that next door neighbor. He's not necessarily talking about the cross the street neighbor. It's not talking about round the bend neighbor. It's not talking about cross the bridge neighbor. It's not talking about cross town neighbor. It's not talking about the city neighbor. He's not even talking about state to state neighbor. But God is talking about anyone that God places in yours and mine and our pathway to love them. Hallelujah. We may readily agree with the statement that all men are created equal. But you know, we don't have to live long before discovering that life treats some people better than others. But this is something that you and I and us must learn to accept without resentment. Life inadequate shows up so many levels. We know that cancer ravaged the body of a child, while a hard-drinking chain smoker lives to a ripe old age. Some people enjoy good health, others don't. Some have no physical disabilities, others have severe limitations. Some work hard and remain poor, while others are born to wealth or seem to get all the breaks. But you know, when Jesus informed the Apostle Peter that he was going to die as a martyr in his faith, Peter asked what would happen to his fellow disciple, John. He seemed to think that it wouldn't be fair if John didn't die the same way. But Jesus told him that what happened to John was not to be Peter's concern. That was God's decision. Peter's responsibilities were simply he was to follow Christ. And that's what you and I are to do today. Don't worry about what the next fella is doing, or seem like he's getting away with, seem like he's having it going on, because we know that that's all going to be short-lived. Every good thing has to come to an end, has to come to its conclusion. You just keep on doing good, because God is going to reward you in due time. And you know, when looking at others make you resent the unfairness of life, you can change your focus and look to Jesus and follow him. We know that life's injustice are only for a little while. perfect fairness will be yours, mine, and ours to enjoy forever in heaven. We know that at time our path is rough and steep, our way is hard to see. But we can ask God, why is life unfair? He answers, you just follow me. We know that resentment comes from looking at others, but just think about being content, because contentment comes from looking to God. We can take our eyes off the world and put our eyes on Jesus. Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. We know that the Bible tells us that he who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. You ever seen a person that you might have been in the company of even when you was a little child and you was going to school and you had either a male or female, a student that would just talk all the time, even when the teacher was trying to talk in the classroom and get each student undivided attention? There was always somebody that would be blabbing at the mouth and wouldn't be quiet, just talk all the time. And if you told that person to be quiet, then you'd almost would be into a fight. You would get into an altercation with him or her because of his or her mouth. And you know that person went on to become an adult, had that same aggression of an attitude, and then his life soon was over. Someone, you know, shut his mouth, in other words. And then we know that's not a good thing, nothing to rejoice over, but I'm just saying that sometimes our mouth can be a deadly weapon. Our mouth can lead us to an early grave. But just speaking kindly to others will heal, and it will help them. Hallelujah, on their journey. We know what we need, our words to have an effect on others. It should have an effect on you and I and us. When we speak evil, it not only reveals the sin in our own heart, but it reinforces that evil that caused it to grow. But Jesus said, it's not what goes into our mouth that defiles you and I and us, but what comes out. James put it another way. The tongue defiles the whole body. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of James 3:6. My untamed tongue corrupts me. On the other hand, when I refuse to give expressions to impure, unkind, ungodly thoughts, I began to choke and strangle the evil in my soul. That's why the wise men said in Proverbs 13:3 that we must guard our mouth. When we do that, we starve the evil that is growling insidiously at the root of our soul. Do we want to put an end to the evil that so easily rises within you and I and us? We know that with God's help, we must learn to control our tongue. You may say, I've tried to, but I have no power to subdue it. James agreed. He says, no man can tame the tongue. James 3:8. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus can. All you have to do is ask him to keep watch over your mouth and hand the bridle of your tongue to him. So we can echo the prayers of the hymn by one songwriter. Take my lips. Let them be filled with messages for thee. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that whenever we guard our mouth and our tongue, it keeps our soul from trouble. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. The Bible tells us, he said, that let the words of yours and mine and our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 19:14. I wonder, are you familiar with the saying that great minds discuss ideas Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. We know that adamantly there are ways to speak of people. It can honor them. But this saying is highlighted on a darker experience. In a world of ever-present media and social and professional, we know that we are continually confronted with people that lives at a level of intimacy that can be inappropriate. Worse than this, tidal waves of personal information about others could become grips for our conversational meals to the point that gossip becomes the norm, not just about the rich and famous people in our workplace, in our churches, in our neighborhoods, and our families, can also be target of sharp tongues and feel the pain of discussions that never should have happened. How can we escape our inclination to use words to hurt others? But I'm here to encourage you by recognizing that the ultimate hearers of our words is God, who longs for you and I and us to be better than that. With the psalmist, we can pray, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. When we seek to please God with our conversation about others, we honor him with his help. By him through what we talk about. Forgive me, Father, for the time my speech crosses the line of that which is appropriate. Help me to understand the power of words. Give me the wisdom to use them well. We know that it is better to bite our tongues than to make a biting remark. Hallelujah. So just be considerate of others with your speech. Hallelujah. It's a time when we can talk about our differences and talk on things that concern us, things that hurt us in our spirit and in our natural lives. But it is a way that we can approach in and everything. Hallelujah. God tell us to do everything decent and in order. So our night sermon has been what we talk about. Be careful of your language and what you talk about, because God, number one, is listening. You don't want to say anything that would hurt someone knowingly, but you want to say something that will help someone along his life journey. So I hope and pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ford, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. If there be any testimony, now is your time to call in. You can dial up to the studio and present your prayer petitions. If you have any testimony of miracles that you want to share with the world, you are welcome to call in. Hallelujah. And if there are will be any calls on tonight, we are now going to take you into our second phase of our program. That is Hymns of Zion, Uplift Your Spirit and Encourage Your Heart. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, because he is people friendly. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Bye for now.
your neighbor. Say, neighbor. In the meantime, cap joy. God bless you. I'll be back.
Say why?
Praise.
in the year. Some of y'all will catch this, some of you won't. But I remember when, back in the year 1505. Ha ha ha! Yeah. Where the women had to wear white stockings and black shoes. And you have the mother in the church say, turn to right. Mother say, get it right, Aaron, get it right. And we'll just be standing there. And she says, sing my favorite song. And it's, oh, not dismayed. Whatever, whatever, whatever be time, God will take care. All of you, beneath his wings of love, love, no longer bound. God will take care of you. God will, he will, if you let him, he will. like you in a dead situation. I dare you to make your way right here, now. And say, "Him, take care." Jesus' name.